why do we use the no-oriented question?
We use the no-oriented question because it protects the autonomy of the other side. People know when you're driving them for a yes, and most of the time they resent it. The people on the globe are, yes, addicted, and yes, battered at the same time. We're seduced by the yes. When we hear it, we get all giddy inside. And when it's used against us, we resent it because we feel like our ability to say no has been encroached upon. But they're very effective at breaking the impasse, helping people to think clearly, or getting them to respond to you when they've dropped off the face of the earth. Some examples of no-oriented questions appear on the right side of the screen. And these are all alternatives to the yes-oriented questions that are on the left side of the screen. Would it be ridiculous? Is it out of the question? Am I out of line? Would it be off-putting? Have you given up on? Are you against is also one that I like to use quite frequently. Are you against X? Chris, did you have something or are you spazzing?
What happened to my favorite no-oriented question?
Which is?
Is it be ridiculous?
Oh, is it be ridiculous? Yeah, we got rid of that. Once we got you through grammar school, we felt it was no longer necessary to keep that up.
Thank you.
All right. So, yeah, that's any question where you're driving for, yes, a little bit of mental power can be changed to a no-oriented question. And I am continually amazed at what people will agree to by saying the word no that they would never agree to or say yes to.
And this is not a heckle, but it's one more I want to thought, because this is particularly in dealing with the bosses. Guys, we have counseled people to say to a boss, do you want me to fail? And it has broken impasse and uncovered answers and reoriented the negotiations. And no-oriented questions originally started, the first trigger point on this came from a woman negotiating with her boss, and she ultimately completely got her way by starting with a no-oriented question. So understand, do you want me to fail? Do you want this to fail? Is a legitimate question to a boss who has given you an impossible task. The bad news, if they've given you an impossible task, it's an impossible task in point of fact. The good news, if they've given you an impossible task, they think a lot of you. And they are looking for you to save the day. So no-oriented questions with the bosses are very effective things.
For sure. Good ad.